أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. سبحانك اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our great listeners, you are all welcome to another edition, the fifth episode of our program titled Al Istighfar, meaning asking Allah for forgiveness. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless us, continue to bless our children, our family entirely. First and foremost, we would like to recapitulate our previous episodes by mentioning the following major points we had earlier on discussed. The kind of repentance Allah enjoins us to do is called at-tawbatun nasuh, a sincere repentance which has satisfied all conditions of praiseworthy repentance. And these conditions include full determination of the mind not to go back to the sin earlier committed and from which one is asking Allah forgiveness and repenting from. Another condition, as we discussed, is that before a repentance could be called a tawbatun nasuh, a sincere repentance, you must never go back and recommit the sin you have repented from. And then you are expected to make the declaration, the statement of Al Istighfar, humbling yourself before Allah, regretting your previous sins, and promising that you are not going back to those sins again. And we discussed also in our previous lesson, in our previous episode, that if a sinner intermittently returns back to evil deed he committed, by recommitting it again severally, intermittently upon the fact that he has strong intention and determination to forsake the misdeed. This does not affect adversely the quality of his repentance. The fact that the sinner intermittently goes back to the sin and commits it again, provided he has the determination and strong intention to leave the sin, this practice of going back to the same sin and recommitting it does not adversely affect the quality of his repentance. So there is no problem, because Allah recognizes the weakness of our human nature. Also, in our previous episode, we looked at some pieces of advice from some of our great scholars among our predecessors, who strongly advised us to uphold istighfar. So in this fifth episode, we'll dwell upon the disadvantages and the setbacks we suffer spiritually as well as physically whenever we commit sins. Whenever we commit sin, we suffer loss. So what are these setbacks? What are these harms and damages caused by sinning? You see, the first we will discuss here is that Sukut al-Jah, Ibn Qayyim, in his great book titled Adda wa Dawa, meaning the sickness and the medication. In that book, he explained in detail various harms and damages that we are suffering. Various harms and damages caused by our sinning to both our spiritual and physical life. The first one we'll cite here is that by sinning, a servant of God is losing his dignity in the sight of his Lord. So much so that the servant could lose the relationship. The servant could have no relation left with Allah. He will have no association with Allah as a result of the sins he is committed. Because the simple rule here is that the more righteous you are, the more closer you are to Allah. Similarly, the more sins you commit, yes, the more Allah disowns you and dissociates with you. Allah will not be of you and you will not be of him, because Allah hates disobedience. Allah hates people disobeying him, sinning, disregarding his commandments and injunctions. Here Ibn Qayyim quoted a verse from Surah As-Sad, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises some great messengers and prophets on account of their righteousness and dutifulness to him. Allah says, واذكر عبادنا إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب أولي الأيدي والأبصار إنا أخلصناهم بخالصة ذكرى الدار.
واذكر عبادنا إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب أولي الأيدي والأبصار إنا أخلصناهم بخالصة ذكرى الدار.
واذكر عبادنا. Allah says, and remember our servants, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Remember them. Ulil Aidi, they are of strong faith. Wal Absar, and they have religious vision. They are very strong in their religion. They never play with their religion, and they have a religious vision. Allah says, Inna akhlasnahum. We trust them bikhalisatin zikraddar. We trust them for an exclusive quality. What is that quality? Zikraddar, that is the remembrance of the home of hereafter. These prophets, they are always attached to working towards the hereafter. They don't love this transcend and ephemeral world. They love Allah, they love the life hereafter, and we are working seriously for that. They were not after sin. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was commending them, praising them. If we look at Surah Ash-Shu'ara, we had the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilur Rahman, where he was praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, supplicating to him that waj'al li lisana sidqin fil akhirin.
Waj'al li lisana sidqin fil akhirin.
Oh Allah, grant me, waj'al li lisana sidqi, grant me a mention of honor, that is reputation, in the later generations. So what does this mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to commend those who are dutiful to him, and they used to give them repute. People will be talking good of them everywhere. So when you are doing good, you get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be raising your name among his angels in the heavens. They will be talking good of you. They will be praising you there. And then in the world also, on the earth, good servants of Allah, the righteous ones, will be talking good of you because you are dutiful to Allah, because you are righteous. They will be commending you. Nobody will talk bad of you except bad people. And that is why these servants of Allah, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the rest of all prophets, don't you see how we are celebrating them? Their names are there everywhere. Every part of the globe you go, you see people called Abraham, Ibrahim, Ishaq, Isaac, Jacob, Yaqub, Muhammad, Isa. These people, their names are there everywhere. People are naming their children after them because of their righteousness, because they are good people, they were men of God. So Allah has given them the reputation on account of their righteousness. So when you are doing good, you are abstaining from evil, you are forsaking bad practices, then you will be getting closer to Allah, closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be honoring you with good repute, good praises among his angels and among the good people on earth. Don't you see in Surah Maryam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ عَلِيًّا
وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ عَلِيًّا
وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا We gave them from our mercy. Yes, وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ عَلِيًّا And we granted them honor on the tongues of all nations. People are celebrating them everywhere, taking good of them because they were good people, they were men of God. Everybody remembers them. Take example, another example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seal of all prophets and the best of them. What Allah told us regarding Muhammad is وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ
وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ
Allah says, We raised high your fame, the fame of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has been raised high. Why? Because he was so dutiful to Allah. Nobody can fear Allah as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was fearing Allah. Nobody can be so righteous as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. He is the best, Rasul Muttaqin. Is the greatest of all those who fear Allah. And so, what Allah did to him, Allah raised his fame. Allah giving him good reputation everywhere among good people. They talk good of him. They speak good of him. So, it is part of the damage, part of the damages and harms caused by sin. That whenever you are sinning, Allah will be disassociating himself from you. And as a result of that, you will lose the good repute among the angels and the heavens and among the good people on earth. Likewise, when you are conducting yourself well, you are following the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are avoiding sin to the best of your human ability, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be giving you good repute among good people of the earth and among the angels in the heaven. Another thing is that al-ma'asi taslabu sahiba asma al-madhi wa sharafi wa taksu asma al-zammi wa al-saghar. This is part of what Ibn Qayyim was explaining in that important book, that when you are committing sins, part of the damages is that sins you are committing and those misdeeds will be robbing you of good names, names of praises and honor will be denied you. And on the contrary, as a result of the sins you are committing, you will be called by blameworthy names, names of disgrace. For instance, somebody that is conducting himself well, avoiding sins at all costs to the best of his human ability, such person, you will see people describing him, calling him a kind man, and a generous person, because he's giving people donations, giving people gifts. They say he's generous, he's kind, he's good, he's God-fearing, he's trustworthy, he's a reformer. Good names, they will call you with good names because of the good qualities you are displaying. And somebody who is doing the opposite of this, somebody who is a liar, you see people calling Kazab, that man or that woman, he's a liar, she's a liar. They will call him by that evil practice he is doing. Some will call him, forget about him, forget about that lady, she is useless. They describe you as useless because of what? Because of some bad practices with you. They will say you are a bad man, you are a bad woman. Some will call you wicked, you are wicked. They will describe you with wickedness. This is part of the harms and damages caused by sinning. When you are sinning, doing something wrong, and people will call you with unpleasing names. They will say, look at him, he's corrupt. He's so corrupt. They will call you womanizer, a thief. Somebody's stealing. They will call you a thief. They will not like to join matters with you relating to financial dealings. They say, no, forget about it. It's not trustworthy. It's not trustworthy. It's a thief. So, a betrayer. We are living witnesses to all this. We call people with bad names because of their bad practices. This is a reality of life. This is enough to enable us to understand and perceive and conceive that sinning is not at all in any way good. There is nothing good in sinning. Nothing good in sinning. When we are sinning, we are losing a lot. We are losing a lot. We are suffering damages. We are suffering losses, both in our spiritual and our physical life. No any gain in sinning. We don't gain. So, will you be pleased to be called with bad names? Will you be pleased to be called bad names? Allah says, "Bi'sa ismu al-fusuqu ba'da al-iman." Wretched is the name of disobedience after faith. When you are called, when you claim having faith in Allah, now for you to be called a liar. Oh, it is very bad. This is a very sad story. For you to be called a liar, to be called a betrayer, to be called a thief. After all, you are claiming that you are faithful, that you have faith in Allah, you have faith in the messenger of Allah, and you are religious. Where is that religiousness when you cannot conduct yourself well according to the injunctions of Allah and His great messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Bisa al-ism al-fusuq ba'da al-iman. How bad is it for somebody to be a bad name after having faith? It's so bad. So please, don't allow yourself to be called bad names as a result of your bad practices. Please avoid sinning at all costs to the best of your human ability. Distance yourself from bad practices. Don't cheat others. Don't cheat others. Love your brothers and sisters, and be courteous, be generous to people, and treat people well as you like them to treat you, and avoid quarreling with others, avoid disputing, avoid fighting others. We gain nothing when we are sinning. We gain nothing. We always lose by sinning. Also, another important thing, another harm or disadvantage suffered as a result of sinning, Ibn Qayyim says, كثرة الذنوب تؤدي إلى التبع على القلب فيكون صاحبها من الغافلين. Too many sins lead to sinning of the heart. Somebody that is sinning always, always in sin, committing atrocities, perpetrating evils. Such a practice of sinning always leads to the sealing of the heart. By sinning always, your heart will be sealed. Nothing good will enter it. The rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not enter your heart. Your heart will be sealed. Nothing good will enter. Simple explanation in religious matters that others are understanding and conceiving rightly, you will not understand them because your heart has been sealed. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious book, Al-Quran, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ
كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ
Allah says that the hearts of those who are not believing ran ala kulubin, on their hearts there is a stain of the evil. There is a stain, something like a rust on their hearts as a result of the sins they are committing. Makanu yaksibun, on account of their wrong practices. To have a better understanding of this verse, let us refer ourselves to Sunan Ibn Majah, where Ibn Majah transmitted hadith. That particular hadith was reported by Abu Huraira. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innal mu'min, indeed a believer, idha aznaba." Whenever he sins, whenever he commits a sin, كانت نكتة سوداء, it will look like, it will have a black stain. It will make a black stain في قلبه, on his heart. Anything you commit, there will be a black stain on your heart as a result of that sin you commit. If you commit another one, another black stain. That is how your heart will be having stains upon stains. Your heart will be rusting, just like iron is rusting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initially creates everybody's heart pure, clean, and very white. But the moment you are sinning, your heart will be getting dark, dark, dark. So the more you sin, the darker your heart will be. So much so that it will lead to a time that some people, due to their excessive sinning, their heart, which is supposed to be white, will turn completely black. So that is tantamount to the death of the heart. That is a spiritual death. This man or this person whose heart has completely turned black is completely irreligious, has no hope whatsoever of taking the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of becoming good in the future, because any admonition coming on his way will not have a way to enter the heart. The heart has already been sealed. No way for anything good to enter the heart. So, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Fa'in taba," if you are lucky enough, any moment you sin, one sin, and then there is one stain, one black stain on your heart by this sinning, then you rush to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for his forgiveness, وَنَزَعَ, and then you desist from repeating the sin in the future, وَاسْتَغْفَرَ, and then you seek Allah's pardon, سَقَلَ قَلْبَهُ, your heart will be cleansed. See the very praiseworthy role istighfar plays. Yes, the black stain you have on your heart as a result of your sinning, those black stains will be erased, will be removed, will be cleansed, and then your heart will turn white and pure as it was from the beginning. Why? Because you have turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. You have asked Allah. You have asked Allah to forgive you. This is the good, one of the good aspect of istighfar. But for inzada, if you refuse to seek for Allah's forgiveness and then you continue to increase your sins, فَذَاكَ فَذَلِكَ الرَّانَ الَّذِي ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي كِتَابِهِ, that will lead you to having your heart blocked. Your heart will rust, will be completely covered with black stains. And that is what Allah refers to when he says, كَلَّا بَرَّانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. So this hadith is hadith Hassan. You will see it in Sunan ibn Majah. So, Al-Imam Hassan, according to Ibn Qayyim, he said, Al-Imam Hassan said, that ran that Allah refers to in this verse, وَزَنْبُ عَلَى الزَّمْبُ, is sin upon sin. When you commit sins upon sins, you persistently disobey Allah, commit sins, hatta yumil qalb, it will lead to a position, a time when your heart will be blind. It will lead to the blindness of your heart. And once your heart is blind, nothing good can enter. Nothing good, no admonition can help you. In Silsila Sahiha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Silsila Sahiha of Al-Imam Al-Albani, he quoted, he brought that hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says, Man iktata'a ma'la mri'in muslimin biyameenin kathiba, whosoever decides to take an oath in the court, to take a wrong oath, swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the wealth which does not belong to him is for him. Meaning, he swears by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala claiming the wealth of another person. Whosoever does so, كَانَتْ نُكْتَةً sauda, it will result in having black stain في قلبه, on his heart. لَا يُغَيِّرُهَا شَيْءٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, it will never be erased and purified to the day of resurrection when it will be punished. Also, part of the harms and setbacks suffered on account of our sinning is that there are a lot of sins when committed, one faces curse from Allah. Yes, some sins are associated with a curse from Allah, others are associated with a curse from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever you commit each of those sins, you will be cursed by the Prophet. The curse of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will descend upon you. من الذنوب ما تدخل العبد تحت لعنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وتدخل العبد تحت لعنة الله سبحانه وتعالى. So when Ibn Qayyim was discussing the kinds of these sins that are capable of making one under cause from Allah, under the divine cause, and over the under the cause from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he cited a number of them, of those things. It will not be possible for us to bring all of them, including the evidences that support the existence of those causes in relation to those sins if committed. But we will try to bring part of those sins, at least to serve as admonition for ourselves. One of them is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam caused anybody take a usury, la'ana akila riba. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam caused somebody consuming usury, riba, interest. You are taking interest, bank interest, you are caused by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it's a great sin. Some people used to belittle it, that it is nothing, but it's something great in the sight of Allah. We are talking Islamically. We are not discussing from the worldly point of view. This is the position of Islam. Taking interest, bank interest, is a sin, a major sin which must be avoided by every Muslim. Otherwise, the cause of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be descending upon you. وَمُوكِلَهُ, and somebody who gives interest to another person to consume is also caused by the Prophet. وَكَاتِبَهُ, and the writer of the agreement regarding the taking of interest, such a writer is also caused by the Prophet. وَشَاهِدَيْهِ, and the witnesses to the agreement is also caused by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَعَنَ الْمُحَلِّلَ وَالْمُحَلِّلَ لَهُ, somebody who decides to marry a lady who had been divorced by another man thrice. So this man comes to marry the lady, so that after marrying, few days later, he will divorce her to enable the man who forced to divorce her thrice to get her back. Both the one who marries now for the second time to divorce the woman, and the first man who divorced her thrice and then has now collaborated with the second man to marry her and then divorce her after some time, both of them are caused by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَعَنَ شَارِبَ الْقَمْرِ, the consumer of wine, somebody who is taking alcohol, has been caused by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَسَاكِيهَا, somebody who is serving others, you are serving others wine to drink, you are caused by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَأَصِرَهَا, the producer of alcohol is caused. وَبَايِعَهَا, the seller of alcohol. وَمُشْتَرِيهَا, the buyer of alcohol. وَأَكِلَ ثَمَنَهَا, and the consumer of the profit, gained from selling alcohol. وَحَامِلَهَا, and the person who carries alcohol from the factory where it has been produced to the buyers who will consume it. This person that carries the wine is also caused by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wal mahmulata alayhi, likewise, the one to whom the alcohol has been carried to in order to buy and consume is also caused by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that you not say, I'm not consuming alcohol, but I'm only a dealer. People, those who produce alcohol, bring it to me, and they I sell to others. Even by doing so, you are still caused by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَعَنَ مَنْ غَيَّرَ مَنَارَ الْأَرْضِ, somebody who changes the sign of the piece of land. You have bought a piece of land? Yes. After the agreement has been concluded, people have dispersed, you come back and then change the sign so that your piece of land will look more bigger than it was before. You want to cheat your neighbors. This person is also caused by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Walana man lana waliday. Whosoever abuses the parents of others has been caused by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can see all these are varieties of sins we have been committing, and upon all these, there is a cause of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam descending upon the perpetrator. وَلَعَنَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ شَيْئًا فِيهِ الرُّحْ غَرَدًا يَرْمِيهِ بِالسَّامِ. Whosoever make an animal an object of hunting just for fun, whosoever is hunting an animal not for the purpose of consuming the flesh of the animal but just for fun, this person also has been caused by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَعَنَ الْمُخَنِّثِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالْمُتَرَجِّلَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. Men that are resembling women in their dresses, they are copying women in their dressing and in their speech. They used to talk like women, they dress like women. These men has been caused by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, the women who are copying the practices of men, they want to behave like men, they dress like men, they talk like men, they are also caused by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَعَنَ الرَّاشِي وَالْمُرْتَشِي وَالْرَّايِشِ. Somebody giving bribery is committing a very big sin, a very great sin. And so the cause of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is descending upon him. The giver of bribery, the taker of bribery, and the one who is a middleman mediating between the two to make sure that he settles them so that there will be no dispute between the giver and the taker of the bribery, is also caused by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَعَنَ مَنْ ذَبَحَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. Also, one who slaughters an animal not for the sake of Allah but for the sake of an idol or for the sake of something else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also under the curse of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَعَنَ مَنْ أَحْدَثَ أَحْدَثًا أَوْ أَوَى مُحْدِثًا. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam caused one who innovates into the religion or somebody who gives shelter to one innovating in the religion. Yes, you know somebody, you know him quite well that he is innovating things to the religion, and then you decide to give him shelter. You give him a place to stay. By so doing, you are under the curse of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَعَنَ مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلَ قَوْمِ لُوتٍ. Those who do the act of people of Lut. Yes, we are men sleep with men. Or when women are sleeping with women like them. It's when somebody sleeps with the same person of his sex. By so doing, such a person is under the curse of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَعَنَ مَنْ أَتَى بَهِيمًا. Somebody who has sex with an animal is also caused by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَعَنَ زَوَّارَاتِ الْقُبُورِ وَالْمُتَّخِذِينَ عَلَيْهَا الْمَسَاجِدِ. Women who are frequenting graveyards, going to graveyards, in order to worship the dead ones buried in the graves is also under the curse of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَعَنَ مَنْ أَتَى امْرَأَةً فِي دُبُرِهَا. A man who sleeps with a woman using a harlot, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is cursing him for using the anus of the woman. وَلَعَنَ مَنْ انْتَسَبَ إِلَى غَيْرِ أَبِيهِ. Somebody who claims that he is not the son or daughter of his father or a father, claiming that somebody is or a father. After all, this father is denying that it's not his or a father, is the right father. This person is under the curse of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are so many examples Ibn Qayyim cited. Similarly, some people are under the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on account of their evil practices. For instance, Ibn Qayyim said, وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ كَتَمَ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى. Allah is cursing any person who conceals the revelation, sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of clear proofs and guidance. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, where he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَبَيَّنُوا فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَنَا التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِن بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا وبينوا فأولئك أتوب عليهم وأنا التواب الرحيم.
إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزلنا, indeed those who are concealing what we have sent, min al-bayyinat, of clear proofs, wal-huda, and guidance, min ba'di ma bayyanahu lin-nasi fil kitab, after we have explained then and made it evident and clear for people fil kitab, in the scripture, then you come and conceal it. Allah has explained it, you are now concealing it. You are a scholar, instead of explaining the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you conceal it. Allah says, ulaika yal'anuhumullah, those who do so are caused by Allah, وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ, and those who are cursing them. Those who curse are cursing them. Meaning, there are some creatures also of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who do curse people like these, who are concealing the message of Allah. So those people will be cursing these concealers of the message of Allah. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا, except those who decide to repent, wa aslahu, and then they correct themselves, wa bayyanu, and make clear to others what they have been concealing, fa ulaika atubu alayhi, Allah says, for those people, I will accept their repentance, wa ana tawwabu rahim, for I am one who accept repentance, the merciful. So anybody concealing the message of religion sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his glorious book, so that people will not have the guidance of Allah, such a person has been caused by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِالْفَاحِشَةِ, those who are pointing accusing fingers, those who are falsely accusing women who are innocent, and then these people are accusing them of having illicit relationship with other men. This kind of false accusation has been condemned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whosoever does it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is cursing the person. And that is why we have in Surah An-Nur, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ لُعِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ ولهم عذاب عظيم.
إن الذين يرمون المحصنات الغافلات المؤمنات لعنوا في الدنيا والآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم.
Indeed, those who are falsely accusing the chaste, innocent, and believing women that they are committing adultery, the accusers are caught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi dunya, in this world, wal akhirah, and the last year after. They are caught here and the last year after. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And a great punishment of Allah will be upon them. Allah will punish them severely for accusing innocent women of having illicit relationship, sexual relationship, and with those who are not their husbands. So to this end, we'll stop here. The time is against us. Alhamdulillah. Alladhi bi ni'mati tatimmu salihat. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Whatever we have said right, the glory is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is to be commended. We have done nothing there. We deserve no any commendation. Allah is to be commended. Allah is to be praised for what He beautifully does. For what He beautifully does, Allah, we thank you. We are grateful to you. Oh Allah, bless our life. Bless our nation. Bless our country, Nigeria. Bless the people of Nigeria. Oh Allah, bless the entire Muslims. Oh Allah, bless the entire world. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.